From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, what is orange juice going to cost next week as we all share Florida's pain from Hurricane Charley? First, the lead, Iraq. U.S.-led forces are tightening control around the old city center in the southern city of Najaf, but still holding back from a full assault. A peace delegation from Baghdad, from Iraq's National Conference, has gone into the center and the stronghold of the insurgent cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The delegation is trying to arrange a ceasefire. This effort, the outcome of several days' talks in Baghdad, aimed at broadening and Iraqifying, if such a term exists, the current interim government. The Los Angeles Times' Ed Sanders is in Najaf. Ed, what has happened so far?
Well, not that long ago, the delegation finally left the base here just north on the northern edge of Najaf, and they went towards the shrine in some Iraqi police vehicles. They didn't want to drive in military Humvees because they thought it would send the wrong signal. So now they're on their way there, and at some point soon we should find out whether or not they actually get to meet with Sadr. That was still a little bit unclear, but before they left, they told me if they didn't actually meet with him, they would refuse to meet with anybody. And then we'll come back through here, and we'll hear what they had to say.
Do you know the terms of the peace delegation? What do they want?
They really just want Sadr to agree to move out of the shrine, to transform his army into a political party. I don't know if they're going there. I asked, are you taking any new terms or anything else that you can provide to him? They said they weren't really. I think they're just maybe hoping that this gesture, this somewhat dramatic gesture of interrupting the national conference that was going on in Baghdad and coming down, flying down to meet with him in person and make an appeal to him will be enough for him. And I guess we'll find out soon whether or not it is.
Ed, let me ask you about the U.S. military units around there. They have started an assault several times on the shrine of Imam Ali there, the stronghold of the insurgents, only to be put on hold. I wonder if the commanders are getting a little restive. How long can they wait here on the edge of going in?
Well, I mean, the military, unfortunately for them, I think that they just have to abide by whatever the politicians tell them, and they don't really have much of a choice. Now, I don't know if there were ever any operations actually to go into the shrine. Everyone has been very sensitive about that, but they did have some big operations that apparently at the very last minute they had to pull the plug on, in part because they didn't get approval from the Iraqi government. The military wants to end this. They feel that it's gone on for a long time. They're frustrated by the ceasefire. They feel that it really just gives Sadr time to regroup and reorganize. Today, for example, they were asked to call another ceasefire during this delegation, during this visit. The participants didn't want fighting to be going on during their visit. They didn't want to be hearing bombs. And when they first arrived, there were some very large explosions. In fact, the U.S. had dropped a 500-pound bomb near the cemetery as they were here at base. Now, the military said no to that. They would not make any attacks, any proactive or offensive attacks against the militia, but they would respond. If they were attacked, they would attack back.
Ed Sanders of the Los Angeles Times, embedded with the U.S. Marines in Najaf. Ed, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.